So if you go to nationalguard.com/education, there's an area on our website where you can find your state and find the ESO. And they are the subject matter expert for all of your state's benefits, as well as federal tuition assistance, GI Bill, and all the benefits that we currently offer.
Welcome back to Leaders Recon, where we will discuss leadership, warrior skills, and other opportunities within the Army National Guard. Today, we're discussing state tuition assistance with Sergeant Tilton from the Education Office. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Absolutely. So, let's see. When we meet a new person, we'd like to get to know you. So, what's an interesting fact that whenever you tell people about it, they're kind of surprised?
I used to be fluent in Russian and then kind of lost it over the years. But yeah, they're surprised when they hear I speak Russian.
Absolutely. And language is very difficult, and it's a very perishable skill. Do you mind if I ask, what made you interested in Russian or learning the language?
I was considered a strategic language, especially in the Army. And my first semester, they invaded Crimea for the first time. So that was kind of reaffirmed my choice to study Russian from that point on.
Absolutely. So let's start with, what do you do in the Education Office?
So I'm the Education Support NCO. I cover most of the operations tasks. I also do basic counseling with walk-in soldiers when we're in the office. And then I also manage our team's websites and our Guard Knowledge Network and GKO sites.
Very cool. What kind of counseling do, when people walk in, what does a counseling look like?
So they'll walk in, they'll ask us about basic eligibility requirements. They'll ask us about, you know, if they have so many months left of post 9/11, how many more months of that benefit can they get, where to find education resources, who to talk to, say at the VA, to see how many months left they have on their post 9/11. And then we also point them in the direction of our staff points of contact. So the FTA manager, the GI Bill manager, people who are experts in that particular field.
You made me think back to getting my NOBE.
Yeah, the exactly.
Availability. So with your work in the Education Office, what has that looked like?
So I did not have any education background whatsoever before I started. I had just used a lot of the education benefits that are available, and I would always counsel my soldiers on what's out there for them so that they could kind of obtain their associate's or bachelor's degrees or things like that. So I started November 2020 during the pandemic, so a lot of telework. And I've been there now for 2 years.
Okay, excellent. So I like where you said you were counseling your soldiers about that. So from a leader perspective at the company level, do you have a small piece of advice as far as like, where do they, if I was a leader at the company level, how would I compile information to effectively distribute it to the squad, platoon, et cetera?
So the first step is just to go to nationalguard.com and find your state education services officer. So if you go to nationalguard.com/education, there's an area on our website where you can find your state and find the ESO. And they are the subject matter expert for all of your state's benefits, as well as federal tuition assistance, GI Bill, and all the benefits that we currently offer. So if you go on the websites, you know, update yourself on the most the newest information on what's out there, what's available, and then bring that back to your company. Because the ESO gives briefings once a year, but that's often not enough to keep it fresh in your soldiers' minds. So, you know, as a leader, it's important to help your Joes find what's out there and give them the tools to succeed and get their education.
The burden of leadership. So, since you're a green suitor and you're working in the education, well, I mean, not necessarily, but have you ever used any of the education benefits or?
Yes, I've used quite a few. So I used the state tuition assistance in Ohio. They paid for 100% of my tuition for 4 years. I also used the Montgomery GI Bill, which was that monthly $300 check, which was good while I was a college student. And I've also used some of my post 9/11 GI Bill as well as federal tuition assistance.
I've used the 1606?
Yes.
Yep, that's the one I used in college, and I was like, I should probably wait until my percentage is higher before I start burning up my GI Bill. So let's see. I'm glad you mentioned the SDA. That's what we're discussing today, obviously. So what we've all heard of FTA. What is STA?
So STA is the State Tuition Assistance Program, and so it's separate from FTA, where it's all state money. And right now we have 40 states that offer 100% tuition assistance in one form or another. And then there's 13 states that offer up to 99%, so less than 100% of tuition assistance, and then one state does not have any program. But the majority of the states offer quite a lot of assistance for tuition expenses. Some states will pay for books and fees as well as your tuition, and there's a handful of states that actually pay up to a doctorate degree.
Wow. So how do you know, is that just a legislative matter where the states, how the states decide? Obviously, there's a lot of differences between all the states. So where are those decisions generally made? Is that like a legislative matter, or does the office education office have anything to say or do with that?
That's just negotiations with the schools, as far as I'm aware, that, you know, they'll say, hey, what can you do for our soldiers in this state? And that not only helps soldiers, but it also helps the schools because it drives traffic to them. So they get more students, and they also help soldiers in the meantime. So
okay. So when I was doing my bachelor's, I was using the state tuition waiver. So is that along the same vein, or what forms can STA take?
Yeah, so they do the waiver. So there's the upfront payment where they just pay your tuition. There's also the waiver where they negotiate with the schools to waive a certain percentage of the tuition costs. And then you just pay the rest with whatever money the state gives you or with your federal tuition assistance. They also have reimbursement. So for example, Maryland, if you're an E4 below, they'll pay the reimbursement of your tuition costs as long as you're working on your first degree. And then there's also there's grants available as well.
Okay, so when I was using the tuition waiver, I want to kind of get into my own experience as far as when I was in the Oklahoma Guard, I would go to my readiness NCO and he would put me on a roster and you'd tell him what school and how many hours, et cetera, for the state tuition waiver. So with STA and all the benefits we're discussing, how does a soldier enable, enact, initiate that benefit?
So each state is different. Some states you can apply on a website. Other states, you have to go through your chain of command or your ESO or some things like that, I believe, right? But in most cases, you'd also have to go to your university, and they usually have a VA rep at most schools, and you'll tell them, hey, I'm with the Army National Guard, I'm applying for the 100% tuition assistance, and then between that VA rep and your education services officer, they'll be able to provide all the information on exactly what you need to do each month if need be, or just annually to get that tuition paid for.
Okay, and there's, I would assume you'd have to have as an ESO education service officer, right?
Yes.
So as an ESO, you would have to be pretty good at networking and maintaining relationships with schools and things like that?
Yes, so it is part of their job is to network with schools and keep in good contact with them, because the schools will report to the ESO, you know, who's going, what programs they're taking and things like that. And then they're obviously their standing as well.
Okay, so we're looking at soldiers, schools, ESO, education office. Is there anything in between as far as a hierarchy of control for STA, or like you're the education office is the head umbrella for STA, et cetera?
So our office doesn't get involved. It's more the education services officer, the ESO. They'll contact schools and work with them to see what they can offer our soldiers in terms of benefits.
Okay. And is there any sort of a differentiating factor between like private versus public schools, or if a soldier wanted to make a decision? It seems like more states provide benefits for public than private school. Is that accurate?
Yes. So they will, some states will provide assistance at tuition or at private colleges. But sometimes it's like 3/4 tuition, because it seems that private schools tend to be more expensive. So what the states will do in these tuition assistance programs is they'll cap it at a certain, like say $4,000 a semester, or even in DC it's $10,000 a year. So they'll cap it at a certain, usually it's the highest tuition rate for that state at a public school. So they'll cap it there. And then anything over that at a private school, you'll have to pay for.
Okay. Are there any limitations or obstacles as far as you can use STA, but you can't use it in conjunction with XYZ?
That's a nice thing. So if your state doesn't provide 100% tuition assistance, you can also use federal tuition assistance in conjunction with it. And in some cases, the states will mandate that you use your FTA first, and then you can they'll pay whatever's left. So it saves the state money, and also you get to use federal money to pay for your school as well. So either way, they like to use combinations like that to equal 100% for. Okay.
So if a soldier wanted to get STA started, like from getting off the couch to getting, you know, money in their pocket, what you were saying before, go through your ESO and they'll explain it or handle it, or go through your unit and they'll take care of it, or?
Yes, so you can reach out directly to your ESO. They're very friendly there for counseling. They're there for anything a soldier needs in terms of education benefits. A lot of them also handle incentives as well. So it's good to know who your ESO is, just for career-wise, if you're looking to get your incentive bonus payments, or you're looking to get your state tuition assistance, or even Army personnel testing scheduled.
Okay. And just looking at a window of opportunity, when can they, how soon in a soldier's career can they start using it? I would assume right after basic training?
So after they complete AIT and you're a member of a unit in that state, that's typically the base requirement for STA. So once you get to your unit, you can call right away. I know that's how it worked for me when I was in Ohio. I got to the state, I had to wait for my interstate transfer to go through, and then once I swore in and I was a member of the Ohio Army National Guard, MOS qualified, then I was able to start applying and using my STA benefits.
Okay. And so in the middle of the window, does it run out? Is there a limit how much you can use?
Some will cap. I know, I forget the state, but it'll cap out at 8 years. Or 8 calendar years, or 132 credit hours. So typically they'll cut it off after you've earned your bachelor's degree. But as I said, Nevada offers up to a doctorate, for example. So once you complete one degree, they might have requirements in between each degree, but like service obligations or things like this. But you can, some states will allow you just to keep using that money as long as you're getting the next degree.
Okay. Right. And so finally, looking at the end of the window, whenever you get out of the military, most people, you know, I'm using my GI Bill to go to college. What can you use STA when you're out of uniform, like you're no longer MDA? Yeah.
You have to be in the state, an active member in good standing to be able to use state tuition assistance benefits.
No flags or things
like
that.
Correct, yeah, because I've seen a number of soldiers, even when I was MDA, you know, you fail a PT test, they'll pull your money at some points. So it's good to, you know, always be in good standing with your unit, not flagged, and be an active member, show up to drill, and you'll get your school paid for.
So we've covered a lot of stuff about STA, and we appreciate all of the expertise that you've imparted. So thank you very much. And as we come to the end of the podcast, what we usually like to do is impart wisdom. So if you could go back 10 years and give yourself a piece of advice, what would that be?
To more fully understand my education benefits, so I don't prematurely use some, and, you know, be more tactical about which benefits you use, so you save more later for follow-on degrees and things like that.
Have more of a war game plan for
yes.
implementing,
yeah,
getting the
ahead.
Finance ready. So, and then if you were, I'm glad that you mentioned being in charge of soldiers and things like that. If you were looking to impart wisdom for leader development specifically, what would that wisdom look like?
Just take care of your soldiers, invest in them and their futures by, you know, looking up education benefits, being up to date on what's available out there, so you can push them in the right direction and set them up for success.
So know the resources, so that way the soldiers can use them.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, for state tuition assistance, thank you so much for all the information, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
If you would like more information on any of the topics that we discussed today, please visit our social media pages in the links below. If you liked today's episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. You can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.